Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Today we're talking about where dreams come true. Well, it's a special place where dreams come true. And what is this place? Carolyn, what could our author be talking about?
Well, I think she is talking about Walt Disney World. And it is a place where dreams come true for children and adults alike.
All right. This is a place where dreams come true. That's how people describe Disneyland or Disney World. Disney World, of course, is in Florida. Disneyland is in California. Now, I wonder about Disney, and what do you know about Disney? Do you have a favorite Disney character or a favorite Disney song or movie? Carolyn, what about you?
Well, they have so many great characters and songs and so many movies, but I think my favorite was one I watched a lot growing up called The Brave Little Toaster. Did you ever watch that, Gabe?
No, I didn't. I should watch The Brave Little Toaster. Carolyn, did you ever see Pete's Dragon?
I love Pete's Dragon, Gabe. Actually, that would have been my second choice.
All right, those are great movies. I need to see The Brave Little Toaster. But what about you? What's your favorite Disney cartoon or movie or character? Talk about it in English. Right now, let's get started learning about Disney World, where dreams come true.
Where dreams come true. Christmas at Disney World. Every child has a dream. Little girls daydream about marrying Prince Charming and living happily ever after. Boys dream about staying in Neverland, where they never grow up and can play all day. Is there a place where dreams come true? Well, for at least one or two days? The answer is yes, Disney World in Orlando, Florida. This is definitely our most unique trip to Disney World because we are going to celebrate Christmas here. Mickey, Buzz Lightyear, Snow White, and others will join us in the celebration.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. In this month's Living in America article, we'll join former Studio Classroom staff Pauline and her family as they enjoy the festive season at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Daydream. Daydream is a verb. Hank always daydreams during class, so he never knows what the teacher is talking about. Grow up. Grow up is a phrasal verb. My children grew up in Asia and then moved to Europe. Celebrate. Celebrate is a verb. We celebrated Dave's birthday at a restaurant near our house. Parade. Parade is a noun. There was a parade to celebrate the town's 50th anniversary. Take part. Take part is an idiom. Sherry took part in a math contest last month. Your more information words are Prince Charming. Prince Charming is a noun. Acrobatics. Acrobatics is a noun. Now let's get started with our article.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson here. We're talking about Christmas at Disney World. So it's not just going to Disney World at any time of the year. It's extra special during Christmas time. How so, Carolyn?
Well, there are so many things that you can experience at Disney World during Christmas. And we read, every child has a dream. Little girls daydream about marrying Prince Charming and living happily ever after.
Wait a minute. Daydreaming about marrying Prince Charming and living happily ever after. Happily ever after. That sounds like the closing lines to the cartoon Cinderella. Am I right?
Yes, that would be correct, Gabe. And a lot of stories, especially stories involving princes and princesses, mm-hmm. end with, and they lived happily ever after.
That's right. The end. Well, here, of course, we're talking about little girls that daydream about marrying their Prince Charming. That's the name of the prince in the cartoon Cinderella. And, of course, we need to take a look at a word from our word bank, daydream. All right. Well, what happens when you're daydreaming, Carolyn?
Well, it means that you are thinking about something that is just so wonderful and pleasant and nice when you should be doing something else. So you should be paying attention or focusing on your homework or doing real work while you're at work and not staring out the window, just thinking of things that are so nice.
Mm.
Gabe, are you daydreaming?
Hmm?
Gabe?
Yes. Yes, Carolyn. I'm here.
Oh,
good. What was the question?
I asked if you were daydreaming.
Oh, right. No. I'm paying attention now. I'm focused. What was the question?
Well, Gabe, what do boys dream of? We talked about girls. They dream of marrying their Prince Charming. What do boys dream about?
Ah, right. Good question. I'm sorry. I must have been daydreaming. Well, boys dream about staying in Neverland, where they never grow up and can play all day. Neverland. Isn't that from the cartoon Peter Pan?
Yes, that is from the story of Peter Pan. He lived in Neverland, where little boys and girls never grew up. And that is a word from our word bank, to grow up. What does it mean if you grow up, Gabe?
Well, that means you're getting older, especially from childhood to adulthood. You are growing up. A question that I might ask somebody is, where did you grow up? That means, where did you spend a lot of your childhood? Well, I grew up in a little city called Qingshui. It's close to Taichung. I grew up there until I was 10 years old, and then I moved to Taichung.
Wow, so you actually grew up in Taiwan.
Right.
Wow, well, I grew up in West Virginia, so where did you grow up? Did you grow up somewhere different from maybe your brothers and sisters? Did you move around a lot?
All right, where did you grow up? You know, you could use this phrase to tell someone to be more mature. Someone might say, oh, grow up. That means stop acting so immature. So there are different ways to use this phrase. Well, here we're talking about boys dreaming about Neverland, where they never have to grow up. Now, is there a place where dreams come true? And here's another question. Well, for at least 1 or 2 days?
And those are great questions, Gabe. But before we answer them, we should go see Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud, because they have something to tell us about those questions.
You may recall a few months ago, we looked at rhetorical questions. Today, let's look at a different kind of question called hypophora. It describes the practice of asking a question and then immediately answering that same question.
Hypophora is a simple stylistic device, but it's very effective because it creates the feeling that the speaker is having a dialogue with his or her audience.
Also, like rhetorical questions, hypophora grabs an audience's attention because, remember, any time you ask a question, you raise an audience's curiosity.
Good speakers and authors will anticipate questions their audiences will ask and then very often use the answers to those questions as the main point of their speech, which is how we see hypophora used in today's lesson.
Many of history's great speakers were great in part because they were masters of hypophora.
Winston Churchill used it to great effect as he rallied the English during World War II.
And Martin Luther King Jr. included hypophora in his famous and very powerful I Have a Dream speech.
Friends, whether you're writing or speaking, hypophora is a great tool to have in your language toolkit.
记不记得几个月前我们讨论过 rhetorical question, 修辞疑问句, 那是一个不需要回答的问题。 Hypophora 也包含问句, 差别在于作者或演讲者提出了问题之后, 会立刻提供答案。 很多演讲者会先提出一个问题, 来引起听众的兴趣。 像今天的课文中, 作者先问, Is there a place where dreams come true? 真的有什么地方可以让美梦成真吗? 他不等我们回答就接着说, The answer is yes, Disney World in Orlando, Florida. 这就是Hypophora, 一个发问后立刻回答的手法。 历史上很多的著名的演说里头 都用到Hypophora, 我们写作时也不妨试试看。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, are Steve and Ken great at explaining things in the information cloud? Yes, they are. And we have an answer to these questions in our lesson here. Is there a place where dreams come true? Well, at least for 1 or 2 days. The answer is yes, Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
That is right. This is a place where dreams can come true, where adults who don't want to grow up can enjoy being a child again, because it is such a fun place to go. And we continue reading. This is definitely our most unique trip to Disney World, because we are going to celebrate Christmas here.
All right, well, it sounds like maybe Pauline and her family have been to Disney World before, so this is a very unique trip, celebrating Christmas at Disney World. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. To celebrate. That means you're throwing a party of some kind, or you're getting excited about something with lots of other people.
That's right. So there are many events that you celebrate. Many people like to celebrate their birthday. They have a birthday party. You can celebrate other holidays and festivals like Christmas. What things do you celebrate?
That's a good question. What kinds of holidays or festivals do you celebrate? Well, of course, you can celebrate Christmas at Disney World, and we find out who is going to be there. Mickey, Buzz Lightyear, Snow White, and others will join us in the celebration. So you can celebrate, that's a verb, and here is celebration as a noun. All right, it's time for us to continue with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 daydream 这个动词。 Daydream 是指做白日梦。 例如 ，Ruby always daydreams about marrying a rich guy and never having to work again. Ruby 老是做白日梦，要嫁给有钱人，然后再也不用工作。 Daydream 也可以当名词，意思就是指白日梦或幻想。例如 ，Tammy's daydream about winning the lottery never seems to change. Tammy 要赢乐透的白日梦似乎从来都没有改变。 继续我们看的是 celebrate 这个动词 ，celebrate 是指庆祝，例如 friends and family all came together to celebrate grandma's 80th birthday， 家人朋友都聚集一起来庆祝奶奶的80大寿。它的名词是 celebration， 意思是指庆祝或庆典。例如 we're invited to the celebration of the company's 30th anniversary， 我们被邀请参加公司的30周年庆。
Is there a place where dreams come true? At least for 1 or 2 days? Yes, there is. It is Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. We've learned today that girls daydream of marrying their Prince Charming, and little boys dream of going to Neverland where they never grow up. And here our author Pauline and her family are celebrating Christmas in that place. They are going to Disney World for Christmas. Well, let's learn a little bit more about their experience in the next part of our lesson.
Where dreams come true. All 4 theme parks are decorated with lights and Christmas trees and decorations. Holiday joy is in the air. In addition to the regular entertainment, special Christmas parades and performances celebrate the season. On our Animal Kingdom ride, Kilimanjaro Safaris, We glimpse giraffes and elephants in their natural environments. The live festival of the Lion King show combines singing, dancing, and acrobatics. The audience takes part in the program as if we were at the festival with the animals.
Well, how would you like to take part in something like this? It sounds pretty exciting. All right, let's go back to the beginning of this section. We're talking about Disney World and how many different characters will be there to celebrate Christmas with you. And we read here, all four theme parks are decorated with lights and Christmas trees and decorations. Okay, Carolyn, I thought Disney World was one place, but here it says it's four places, four theme parks?
Well, Disney World is huge. It is an immense park, and it actually contains four theme parks. And we see that word all right at the beginning of the sentence. That means that each of the parks is involved. So not three of the four, but all four, and there aren't five.
That's right. There are not five, so all of them, all four. Well, how else can you use this word all? You talk about the total number of something. For example, have you ever heard the sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog? The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. That includes all 26 letters of the English alphabet.
Wow, so all of the letters, not just 25 of them, and there aren't 27 letters in English, so all 26 letters are used in that phrase.
That's right. Now, there is one exception to how you can use this word. If you're just talking about two people, for instance, Carolyn and myself, we would just say both of us. We wouldn't say all two of us. It has to be three or more for you to use the word all.
Yes. Well, right now it is time for us to continue learning about this sentence with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer mentions, holiday joy is in the air. That's our grammar tip sentence. The writer is not saying that holiday joy is really floating around in the air that people are breathing in. Instead, when we say that something is in the air, we mean that something is what everyone is thinking about. So, in the case of today's sentence, the writer is saying that everyone is thinking about holiday joy. Okay, let's have a look at some example sentences. Some say love is in the air during Valentine's season. Or, after the great earthquake, there were several huge tremors and fear was definitely in the air. Now it's your turn. Think of something that everyone's thinking about and try using this phrase to describe that situation. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. We do read that holiday joy is in the air. There is so much joy in the air. We are just surrounded by it. And we continue reading. In addition to the regular entertainment, special Christmas parades and performances celebrate the season.
Well, parade is one of our words from the word bank. What is a parade? That's kind of a celebration. It's when a lot of people walk down or march down a street. And maybe it's not just people walking, but maybe there are cars or they're called floats. They're decorated in a special way, and it's to celebrate a certain thing. So here we're talking about celebrating Christmas, but actually at Disneyland, almost every night there is the electrical parade. That's when all of the characters from Disney go marching down the street. And there's lots of great music. It's a lot of fun.
That's right. So there are many parades. Maybe your hometown has its own parade where they celebrate a festival every year. I know my hometown has a parade for the Water Festival in the summer.
The Water Festival? Celebrating water?
Oh, yes. Well, there are three rivers in my hometown and a lake.
Very good. Well, another famous parade in the United States is Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Thanksgiving Day. Well, you can do a lot here at Disney World, as we can see, and we continue reading here on our Animal Kingdom ride, Kilimanjaro Safaris. We glimpse giraffes and elephants in their natural environments. I'd like to see these animals in their natural environments.
I would too, actually. If I were to go to Disney World, the Animal Kingdom would be the first park I would want to visit.
Really? Well, that doesn't really surprise me. I know you love animals, Carolyn. Well, we continue here. You can actually do other things with animals. The live Festival of the Lion King show combines singing and what else? Dancing and acrobatics. All right, so you can see a lot at this Lion King show. Have you seen the movie The Lion King? Did you like that, Carolyn?
I have seen The Lion King, and they made some sequels to it as well. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed all of those movies, but especially the first one. Now, this live show is very special because we read, the audience takes part in the program as if they were at the festival with the animals. So this is a very unique opportunity.
That's right, and our author says the audience takes part in the program as if we were at the festival. So you could use the word they or we. The audience could be them, or since we're part of the audience, we also say we were at the festival with the animals. Well, let's take a look at those words from our word bank. To take part in something. All right, that means you participate in something. So what kinds of events or shows do you take part in?
Well, you can take part in a lot of different things. Maybe you want to audition for a performance. You want to take part in that play. Or maybe you are signing up for a new class or a seminar or to be part of a project at work. You want to take part in that activity.
And of course, at Disney World during Christmas, the audience can take part in the program here as if you're alive or as if you're there with the festival, with the animals. Well, let's take a look at those words, as if. That means like in this situation. So how else can you use these words? You could say, she acted as if she were the queen. She acted as if we were all beneath her.
Ah, well, if you go to an amusement park and you go on a roller coaster, you might think it was as if we were flying. So it was like flying, but you were not actually in a plane.
All right. Well, now you know how to use that phrase. Let's continue learning something with Michelle right now.
All right. 接下来我们看的是 parade 这个名词。Parade 是指游行，例如 The Rose Parade on New Year's Day is a big thing for people in California. 元旦举行的玫瑰花车游行对加州人而言是一件盛事。Parade 也指游行的行列，例如 A military parade marched down the street. 阅兵行列在街上行进。Parade 也可以当动词，例如 The marching band paraded up First Avenue. 军乐队行进到第一大道。最后我们看 take part 这个成语。take part 是指参加或参与，当动词片语使用。如果要说明参加什么的话，是用 in 这个介系词。例如 ,many organizations took part in the famine relief campaign. 许多机构都参与了这次饥荒救助的活动。或者是 taking part in the science camp helped Samuel get interested in chemistry. 参加这一次的科学营帮助 Samuel 对化学产生兴趣。And now let's head back to our lesson.
We've learned all about what you can do at Disney World at Christmas time. Have you ever been to a Disney theme park, Carolyn?
Actually, Gabe, I have. There are many throughout the world, and I went to Tokyo Disney Sea.
What?
So it was not Disney World or Disneyland, it was Disney Sea, and there were lots of water-themed rides and performances.
Interesting. Well, I think there's also a Disney theme park in Hong Kong and in Paris, and one very soon in Shanghai. Well, what about you? Have you been to one of these places? Join us again next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. last a lifetime.